state primaries. With armed gangs in control of the country, Haiti's Prime Minister Ariel Henry is resigning. Haiti is also getting more than $100 million in additional U.S. aid. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 201 points, NASDAQ ahead 153. This is SRN News.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-583-0141. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Let that nice warming trend begin. In fact, today will be pretty comfortable with a high temperature in the lower 70s. That's close to normal, mostly sunny skies. Then partly cloudy, not as cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 42. More sunshine tomorrow with a high in the mid-70s. We'll be near 80 Thursday. Risk of showers and thunderstorms returns to the forecast by late Thursday night, and rain and thunderstorms widespread on Friday. Locally heavy rain. And the risk of rain continues over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
1819 News.
Recently, there were four cars stolen from a car dealership in Daphne. The owners at Terry Thompson Chevrolet are now asking for the FBI to step in and find those thieves. This is due to the level of sophistication it takes to steal those cars from the parking lot. The four thieves were able to break into the window of the dealership and then steal the key fobs to those vehicles. The GPS systems pinged while the cars were traveling northbound on Interstate 65 into Pritchard before those GPS systems were disabled. The total amount of money those cars are worth is over $290,000. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
The Pritchard Waterworks and Sewer Board reports another overflow of the sewage system due to recent rains. There were just under 1 million gallons that overflowed in various communities along Gumtree Branch, Toulman Spring Branch, and Chickasaw Creek Road. Any seafood harvested from those areas should be thoroughly cooked before eating, and hands should also be thoroughly washed. A new nut company is coming to Dothan. Governor Ivey announced that Southern Roots Nut Company will be expanding into that area and bringing 100 jobs to the Wiregrass region. The company will invest $16.6 million for a new facility as well as reconstruction of another existing building. This will create a center for processing, storing, and distributing raw pecans. The Southern Root Nut Company is based out of the state of New Mexico. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Hi there, I'm Madeline Cannon with Alabama Home Mortgage. Getting pre-approved is the first step towards home ownership. People are often scared or nervous about taking that first step, but I'll tell you, it's nothing to be scared of. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we will take the first step and every step along the way with you. Call us at 567-4223. We will gather the information needed to tell you exactly what you qualify for. After a call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you will know what price point to shop for, what down payment is required, if any, and what your monthly mortgage payment will look like. We take all the guessing out of it. Then, when you find the house you want to make your home, you are ready to make an offer. Along with your offer, you will submit your Alabama Home Mortgage Pre-Approval Letter. This shows sellers that you've already taken the steps necessary to ensure that you qualify to purchase their home. Wait no longer. It's time to take that first step together. Call me at 567-4223 or start the process online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
I want to know the list. Oh.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio, starting off the second half of the show. We've got dueling Ladies of Liberty. We're going to get to both of them.
Yeah, why were you looking at me like that?
Because you were trying to jump in front of Amy Betts, who wants to talk about Haiti. And you want to talk about IVF again.
Allison, we're the judges. What do you want to talk about, love?
All I wanted to say, Scott, which would take 15 seconds,
right,
is
go.
That
hold on.
I think
set,
it's so go. Bizarre. You're interrupting me.
Okay. You're down to, you got 10.
I think it's so weird that when the House voted on the Senate IVF bill, mm-hmm. Senator Melson's bill, who won't come on our show because he's scared of Scott.
Allison, is it occurred to you that maybe he's scared of us too?
I'm thinking he's scared of y'all. I'm scared of y'all most of the days.
Well, yeah. I don't know why.
It's because y'all want to do everything democratically.
Anyway,
we need to vote.
Okay, so then it goes to the House, and they do not have posted on the legislature's website. They do not have the roll call vote.
Why?
For the House.
Why?
Because they
it's
don't want
to.
It's
all done electronically. That means they have to.
Scott, come on, tell me that they weren't selective about when they posted things.
There were times when the roll call votes wouldn't be immediately put out for the public so that the furor would pass.
And simmer down.
And then simmer down, and then it would all make it to the system. Look, I never was in charge or part of that decision, but I thought many, many times, hey, look, when I make a stupid vote, it's out there in 15 seconds. But when leadership makes a bunch of stupid votes, well, it might take a week or 2 weeks or whatever. It's all done electronically, so somebody has to say, don't let that be out there.
That's all I wanted to say.
So we're going to keep looking.
Do we have the list?
We're going to, what?
I was just going to say, we're going to keep checking.
Okay.
But thanks to our resources and people we know,
we do have the list. I don't know if you're going to give me more time to talk about the list.
No, I'm moving on.
Scott.
I'm moving on to Haiti.
Okay, well, y'all are going to have to wait. What's going on in Haiti besides it's about to sink,
guys,
dump over like Guam?
Yes.
Guys, do you know why? Okay.
What's happening in Haiti? And is Haiti's the other half of the Dominican Republic? DR?
Haiti is on fire.
Haiti's right now.
It's on fire right now. The Guardian has a great article about it because when y'all talked about it yesterday, I was unaware. Like, mm-hmm. I knew that there was trouble. I didn't realize how much trouble, even so much trouble, historically speaking, that the Guardian decided to go all the way back to the reparations that Haiti had to pay to France. But it goes back to the assassination of one of their leaders, what, 10 years ago, 15 years ago? I mean, it's just a lot.
Kind of regularly,
there's a timeline of disaster in Haiti.
Since the time Haiti was founded,
yes,
it has been a disaster.
And then we're going to dive in. We're going to throw the sprinkle in a little of the Clintons and the Clinton Foundation. Yeah. So there's like this timeline of bad, really bad, terrible, worse, and I don't even know what's beyond that, but pathetic.
Okay.
Do you know what deposit is in the foothills in the land of Haiti that people want?
A mineral ore of some kind?
Well, just guess.
Cobalt.
Keep going.
Well, it's probably not iron ore. Diamonds?
Keep going.
Lithium.
Ooh, close. But you guys, you got another guess? Sky, you got
something
a guess?
Something that makes really evil nuclear weapons.
Is it a volcanic island? I don't remember how Haiti is there. Why those islands are there.
Because God said so.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to just say from Dom Luker. Okay, I'm finding this on the Twitter.
It sounds cooler when you say Luker.
But I know. But if Dom hadn't said his name was Dom Luker, I wouldn't have known.
Okay.
Haitians are actually blaming the U.S. and Israel for recent gang uprising in Haiti so Western nations can steal, drum roll please, iridium. Haiti currently has the second largest deposit of iridium in the world. It is the rarest and most expensive precious metal on Earth.
What do you do with it?
Things.
Somebody Googled that.
It's used to do something, underground bunkers, military equipment, and for nukes, and many other industrial uses. So, guys...
So that's what they're saying? No, okay. All right, look. There is a lot of spin that goes on in the world. Haiti has been a train wreck since its founding, for the most part. There have been times when it hasn't been as bad a train wreck, but it was a train wreck. And to come along in 2024 and say, hey, we were all good until the United States and Israel wanted our iridium, just seems like... Because here's another article from The Guardian. And you tell me if this guy sounds like he's fighting to defend Haiti's iridium. He is the gang boss. And you know what his name is?
Barbecue.
Yeah.
But they're saying that's not him. They're saying that this is a George Soros, Hillary Clinton, Ben Zuckerberg, and Benjamin Netanyahu operation. That's what they're saying.
Okay, you give me those four. There's a good chance.
They're saying that this
poor old barbecue is being framed.
But the
barbecue is innocent.
But the gangs, the violence, all of those things are indeed happening, but they're being allowed to happen.
So
because the strings are being pulled from these people who've always pulled the strings there. Because what happened to all the money from the Clinton Foundation in Haiti all those years ago?
Well, they were buying kids. I mean, they were spending money wisely.
That's right. And so that's Scott Beeson at. And so now they're saying this is just a whole umbrella operation. And
you know why? So people like myself will say what I said yesterday, which I asked if it should be the last day of the show, is that the only way Haiti's problems are straightened out is for it to become a colony, to be colonized again. Because you can't get those things. You can't get a country that's in that sort of disarray back under control without an external force that says all y'all are going to sit down, calm down, and quit fighting each other, and then you can build some stability back in. And because it's just everybody is at everybody's throats, and you can't put barbecue in charge because he'll continue to kill off popcorn.
That's
you
right.
You know, Joe Biden's corn pops, buddy.
Well, that leads me to a very
popcorn was the cousin,
guys.
Corn pop.
This is a moment of the show.
Mm-hmm.
The show.
Where I have a very deep question.
Oh, crud. Okay.
What is your gang name? Sky?
Sky probably has a gang name.
It's Cornfield Gangsta. It always has
been
striking.
The original recipe, extra crispy, Cloverfield gangster.
I cannot believe how ready for that answer he was.
Big old bucket of kick. Oh, all right, that's enough.
Cloverfield gangster bringing a big old bucket of kick. The corn, yeah, it strikes fear in everyone that hears his name. It's just like Blackbeard, the pirate.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me. All right, Sinclair.
Allison.
Beeson.
I think hers is,
oh, Lord.
Probably 2 or 10. You know, like there's 50 cent and there's 2 10. 2 of 10. You better watch out. 2 10's coming.
I like that.
2 10.
2-10.
2-10.
But it's 2-10.
I got it.
10.
I like
kick
that.
What's your gang name?
I don't have a
gang. Gang.
I don't have a good gang name.
No. No, Scott was never asked to join the gang.
No.
Which is why his gang name is now
The
Bunny.
The Bunny.
The big bad bunny.
Bunny from
the bunny.
Bus.
What's the movie where the bunny is the crazy guy? It's one of the pet movies.
Oh, yes.
Where he's the insane bunny.
Oh, my gosh,
bunny.
That's funny. Secret Life of Pets.
Yes. What is that bunny's name?
That has the crazy eyes?
Yeah.
Hey,
like,
Siri.
Yeah. No, my watch
What's
is going
to
talk.
The name of the bunny in Secret Life of Pets?
Bunny named Snowball Swoops.
Oh. Snowball
Swoops and what? Snowball Swoops?
Snowball Swoops in.
Okay.
Snowball.
So Snowball.
Snowball.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
See,
my...
And then on the other side is that Amy Beth is the leader.
Oh, there's no doubt
the
she's the leader.
Oh, and what
is,
abs.
Is definitely, right. But what's your
what's
name?
What's your gang name?
I don't know.
Oh. See, hers needs to be real.
Oh, it's going to have to be something scary. Sky? You've got the.
I'm working on it. If you don't have a name, you have to. You will be given one. So
I guess I'm being put out there. By ball and chain.
We didn't ask what your husband called you.
Her Halloween name was the Amy Tavil Horror, I believe.
That's too long to yell
out.
Like,
it doesn't. Yeah.
You have to work on that one.
It's hard to spray paint on the side of a train car or a building.
Yeah.
You got to have
milk.
Like four
chocolate
buildings.
Chocolate milk too funny?
Chocolate milk.
Wait, don't we know
Choco.
Somebody? Oh, we know Chocolate Knox.
We do know Chocolate Knox. He's awesome. Okay, well, at some point. But we have to have gang names because eventually we're going to be happy campers and we're going to be within the same cell block.
Yeah, in the re-education camps.
And so I know that Haiti's very serious, and I do believe that it is burning down to the ground so they can get iridium, because apparently Hillary Clinton didn't get enough last time they gave donation to her foundation. And so, but in the spirit of keeping that alive, I thought it'd be appropriate if we had gang names.
The Guardian finishes up their very deep article with, unfortunately, Barbecue is now the most powerful man in Haiti, said Judas Jonathas, an independent consultant based in Port-au-Prince.
But tell everybody why they call him Barbecue.
That's what I don't know.
You don't know?
But did he barbecue people?
Yes, because like the gang, they're all cannibals.
Really?
Yes.
I thought the news yesterday was trying to say that's not true. They don't do any cannibalism down there in Haiti. No, they do.
Since when do we believe the news?
It's a good point.
The video that's circulating is actually not from Haiti. There's a video that's circulating of them.
When they were on like a convention or retreat?
3, 2, 1.
Yeah, like he's literally eating a man's leg.
A drumstick.
And
like a turkey,
that video apparently is not from Haiti, but that doesn't mean they're not.
Tastes like chicken? Or pork?
They say chicken.
I thought they said pork. I thought people wanted pork.
The plankers in the Andes people said it tastes
chicken?
Like chicken. It doesn't really taste like anything.
Sorry.
That's too much right there.
So,
I'm so sorry.
We're going to have a debate. I'm looking for the chicken or the pork.
To a buffet?
I don't know. Y'all, I'm going to throw up.
You're usually the tough one.
I know. It's so funny because
you can snort and hawk and spit and chase the dog around picking up poo and you can't handle pork or chicken.
But,
look, we agree. It's not steak.
Have you watched the video?
And beef is way better.
I have an actual video in my head. Oh, y'all are killing me. This is like...
Let's go back to the IVF list.
Yes. Let's go to Wetumpka Jeff. Biden, Roe v. Wade. Wetumpka Jeff, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
I had you on speaker. I was listening. I'm at work, so I was working. Hey.
Good.
We have a problem, Mr. Biden.
Yes, sir.
He has lost his mind. He
yes,
is
sir.
Wanting to reverse Roe versus Wade and just override the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
I mean, he's already done it one time with the giving people forgiveness for their loans. He says, he pretty much says the Supreme Court don't matter. We got to get rid of this guy. He's got to go.
I agree with you completely with Wetumpka Jeff. And here's the bad thing about Joe Biden. His mental capacity is greatly diminished, and he did not start off with a full deck. So when he loses 26 cards out of the 52, he only started with like 38 cards. So we're in bad shape, Wetumpka Jeff.
Yep. And then on top of that, I saw a bumper sticker the other day that you will love. It said, Joe and the hoe must go.
I do love it. Thank you, Wetumpka Jeff. We appreciate you, buddy.
All right.
But you know, a president who doesn't know what is going on is a great tool.
Right.
And the people really in charge are using that tool to the nth degree.
And they're not going
to
give that up lightly.
No, they are not. We got to take a break. We'll have some more info on the other side.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
Proud of your Jeep? Then show it off at the second annual Pusa Jeep Fest for a share of over $50,000 in prizes and a trip to Aruba. Tackle our obstacle course and take part in Show and Shine, Light Up the Night, and Turn It Up competitions. March 28th through the 30th at Wind Creek, Montgomery. New this year, sign up for the pizza eating contest. And don't miss the chance to get a photo of your Jeep taken with our 62-foot inflatable Bigfoot. Register now at WindCreekMontgomery.com.
Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC. The Pusa Jeep Fest is not sponsored or affiliated with FCA US LLC.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available? Call 285-3667 for details, or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hello, this is Yasmin Hosted with Beauty and Beyond. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 10 years plus. If you would like to increase your business, use Blue Water Broadcasting radio stations. They get results.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Crazy women. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I have found a fascinating article.
No, please don't read it.
That I'm not going to.
No.
I'm just going to say there was a Guardian article from 13 years ago about cannibalism, the taste, with all these historical references. But the girls say I cannot talk about it. And I think it's probably not okay. We would have to do like a send the kids away, turn off the radio. And we know we have so many people who listen that have their kids with them in the car, running errands, doing that kind of stuff. But it is, I didn't know there were so many people who did, well, I mean, I don't know if it's so many people who did crazy things, but yeah.
He's really dying to talk about this.
I really am. Well, but I'm not going to. I'm really not going to.
No.
I'm just saying you can go and hunt for it, look it up on The Guardian. Maybe should we put it on the website?
No, I don't know.
Scott, all around.
This is unfiltered.
But I will say they are trying to normalize this.
They were.
Was it the New York Times that did
in the fall, a piece about cannibalism?
About like
taking away the stigma of
cannibalism.
Yeah.
I'm like, that means you have to kill a human being, which apparently we're okay with in Alabama.
What a segue, Allison Sinclair.
Would you like me to read?
Yes, and I have a question. I need to know ground rules before we read this top secret list.
Yeah, because it's not really available to the public.
No,
right?
So this is allegedly, but I have one question.
Okay.
How do we feel about the people, and I'm just asking the listeners, how do we feel about the people who voted present or were absent? How do we feel
about that? If you were absent, I just need to know why you were absent.
Okay. And what
about... Because your wife could be sick.
Okay. Or...
You could have been sick.
Yeah. Okay.
You could have been doing something wonderful.
Okay.
I don't think anybody was absent.
Okay. Oh, really?
Good.
That's what I wanted to know.
So they abstained.
They abstained.
So how do we feel about this, Sinclair? How do we feel about the abstaining?
I think it was probably very strategic, and I think it was very lame. You knew this was coming.
I'm going to agree with you.
I mean, what a wimpy way to back out, to save yourself. You're saving your political career in some ways, because I think there's going to be a lot of fallout from this. So you're most of the ones that abstained would be the ones that should be a no vote.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Mm. Or that you would expect to be a no vote.
Mm-hmm.
This whole thing reminds me of... And I don't know if we talked about it on the show before. I think we talked about it between the show. A few years ago, there was legislation. I say a few years ago. Golly, it's got to be before 2010. The Democrat leadership in the House decided that they needed to, and somebody brought this to them. It was a national kind of effort. And the effort was to allow the Bible to be taught in public schools. Mm-hmm. And which, and that's right up my alley, right?
Right.
And the leftists are always opposed to that. They don't want that. You can't have the Ten Commandments posted somewhere. You can't be teaching about the Bible. You can't do that. We'll bring suit. And then all of a sudden they had decided there's this one curriculum. One book that's going to be great, and we want the Bible taught in our public schools, and we want people to know these things.
This is the left.
The left. Okay. The Democrats were running this out. And it turned out that book, I'll give you an example. That book, when it used dates, like when something is in 12 BC or whatever, they did before Common Era. So a book teaching about the Bible automatically did its dates with the before Common Era. So you got to think, okay, Christ is not a big deal in their world.
Yeah.
And it had questions for the students like something like, I forgot what it was. Did God treat Adam and Eve fairly? Questioning kind of thing. Now, a lot of it was mundane, and you might agree with it, but it had all these things dropped in there that I didn't agree with. Well, most of the Republicans were like, I got to vote for it.
Because the surface is that...
Yeah, that you're opposed to the Bible being taught in your schools. Mm. You don't want children to teach. So election year's coming, and all these guys and girls are like, I got to be for it. I mean, I'm not going to let somebody say that I'm against teaching the Bible in school. I'm for that. But it was, you know, it was a poison pill. It was exactly the opposite. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what I see. There was only a handful of us that said, oh, no, this place will burn down before this happens. And they thought we were crazy for doing it. And it was kind of odd, some of the people who were willing to take a stand on that and take a stand for truth. Some of them had been squishy on a lot of economic things and stuff, but they were pretty solid on that. But it was just a handful. And most people wanted to just let it pass, and they would all take credit for the Bible being taught in schools, even though it was anti-Christian or anti-Jesus in the long run, what the real book was about, in my opinion. But they were okay with that because they were worried about what people thought. They knew most people would be uninformed, and it would be very easy to say that they had voted against the Bible. And I see this IVF thing being very, very similar. Is there was so much emotion whipped up that instead of saying, hey, let's tone this down, let's think about it, let's figure out how to navigate this, they didn't want anyone saying they were against people being able to have children. You get what I'm saying? So they wimped out.
But how do you feel about the abstaining votes?
I think the abstaining vote was trying to be firmly committed to both sides, to stand in the middle of the road, which means you probably are going to get run over from both directions.
Now, in their defense, I can see where you want to support IVF, but you also are truly pro-life.
Yeah.
And this bill was not it.
You could say, I'm going to give y'all, all of you who abstained, I'll give you what you should say from my political consulting hat.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look, I wanted to do both. Here's some things that we should have done, but they wouldn't listen. And since I couldn't get any traction, I wasn't totally against it and I wasn't totally for it, and all I was left with was being able to abstain.
Right. Yeah.
Now you can make that argument. It sounds good.
Right.
But you might should have raised a little bit more cane.
Yeah. I think instead of taking that really soft one, leadership. You better make sure you fall on the right side.
You gotta fight a little far.
That's right. So I guess we gotta go to a break. Okay. We got 1 minute. You want me to read? Okay.
Is this who voted against it or the abstentions?
These are the people that voted against it.
Okay.
Okay. I don't have first names. You may know them. Clark. Pretty sure that's a Democrat.
Okay.
Chris England. Wandalyn Gavan. These are all Democrats. Laura Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Harrison. Republican.
Mary Moore. Democrat.
Mary Moore, Democrat. Mm-hmm. Morris. John Rogers.
Democrat.
Patrick Sellers.
We got to take a break. We'll do a little more on the other side.
Miss Wilma will be up.
Oh, man, first time call. We'll definitely get to her. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. sweetheart?
Yeah?
Well, I've been thinking, I'm tired of this house.
What? You want
to
move?
Yeah, but we'd have to do some updating, you know, to get top dollar.
Updating really does make a lot of sense, especially when you're talking about lighting. That's where Crosby Electric comes in. They'll help you choose a stunning pendant fixture over your bathroom sink, dramatic flush mount lighting over your kitchen island, maybe some LED panels to backlight your countertops. Energy-saving LED lighting has really come down in price. Or how about a new ceiling fan that moves air more efficiently than fans built only 10 years ago? The bottom line, updating your lighting almost always delivers a full return on your investment.
Well, sweetheart, the house looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Guess I'll put out the for sale sign.
Wait.
What?
I don't wanna move.
Find out how to turn your house into the home you'll never want to leave. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 24020. 2223.
David Little, Tucker Pecan. Things are changing in Tucker. They're moving to a new location. Here's, I don't think David's here. I think Foster's here.
Yes, it's Foster Grom. I am here. David, how is that moving stuff for the new location, which is located at 135 Mulberry Street, which is absolutely wonderful. So we are going to be moving over there. And, you know, David has been working really hard trying to get everything moved. And they will be moved over and have all their candies and all their things they sell over at Tucker Pecan. They're going to have them over there on Mulberry Street. They might even surprise you. They're talking about having maybe some casseroles and some chicken salad, pimento and cheese, all kinds of things. They're working on all kinds of wonderful new things. You know, they'd make Jenny jump up, scream, and holler. So that's what we're doing at Tucker Pecan. And you know what? They're going to be moving for long. So, you know, you call the same number, 262-4470, and you can get them at Tucker Pecan, or you can email them at sales@tuckerpecan.com.
When your tax refund comes, put it on the floor and walk on it. Revitalize the look and feel of your home with new floors from Prattville Carpet. With faster and better service than the big box stores and luxury vinyl planks starting as low as $4.99 per square foot, you'll enjoy that tax refund turned flooring every single day.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Dial 285-8117 or visit PrattvilleCarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Let that nice warming trend begin. In fact, today will be pretty comfortable with a high temperature in the lower 70s. That's close to normal, mostly sunny skies. Then partly cloudy, not as cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 42. More sunshine tomorrow with a high in the mid-70s. We'll be near 80 Thursday. Risk of showers and thunderstorms returns to the forecast by late Thursday night, and rain and thunderstorms widespread on Friday. Locally heavy rain. And the risk of rain continues over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
ASE.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson. The ladies of Liberty are here as well. Let's get out to your phone calls. Miss Wilma is a first-time caller. Miss Wilma, thank you for calling. I hope you're doing well on this beautiful Tuesday.
Oh, I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
We're doing well.
Hey, listen, I was down at the beauty shop earlier and heard something. I wanted to see if y'all know something, because y'all seem to know stuff.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so y'all heard anything about Mark Petway? Anything going on?
No, we haven't heard anything at all. Well, tell us what you heard.
What's the one down at the old beauty parlor on Petway?
No, you're talking about Mark Petway, the Jefferson County Sheriff.
Shona?
What are you hearing, Miss Wilma?
You were at the bedding parlor, right? The bedding parlor. Getting your hair did?
Talking about that. Not on the radio.
No, you were at Miss Bedding Parlor hair, getting your hair did, of course.
I'm just getting my hair did. I ain't getting nothing else. I ain't putting 20 on blackjack. Come on.
Miss Wilma, what are you hearing?
I done heard that he may be in trouble. And some indictments may be coming down.
What?
Y'all done heard anything about that?
Scott, you want to answer?
I haven't been to the beauty parlor in a couple weeks.
Boy, shut your mouth. You ain't going to no beauty parlor.
Hey, look, it takes a lot of work to try to keep what's left of my hair still connected to my head. So you're hearing there might be some stuff going down regarding the Jefferson County Sheriff, maybe, possibly. That's the word at the beauty parlor.
That's what I heard. I just don't know if it's true.
Miss Wilma, I don't know if I'd call here using my real name like you have.
I'd be so careful.
So, Miss Wilma, I've heard those rumors for a while now, that maybe there are some less than savory things going on at the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department, but I don't know. I mean, it seems like there are some rumblings of something happening sometime soon, but I don't know what that means. I mean, is it just him or is it his whole staff? What else are you hearing at the beauty parlor?
I mean, I done heard one of them. I done heard one of them done left. He done packed his stuff up and took it to the house. He said, I'm out.
Wow.
So maybe things are happening.
Oh.
Miss Wilma, will you do something for us? If you hear anything else down at the beauty parlor, please let us know.
You got it, Scott.
Thank you, Miss Wilma.
You sound like time. Old man. You sound like old man. Oh, look at that man. That song never hell.
Thank you, Miss Wilma.
So funny, but
hey, look, you know, she's hearing it.
She's hearing it, and I don't know what that. I mean, what happens if Petway is removed, or if he's indicted, or if he's arrested?
And why now?
Do they have a special election, or is it an appointment?
I don't know. My gut says it might be an appointment.
Oh, okay. By the governor.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Yeah. I may be simple.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps I am. Why do we care about gambling in Jefferson County when we're about to just put out the red carpet for it as a state?
Laws is laws.
Well, isn't...
I don't know. This is just stuff from the beauty parlor.
You're right. We'll just have to find out some more
from the parlor and see what happens. But look, the beauty parlors are usually ahead of the game.
They look. You want to know what's going on?
They know some stuff.
You go to Miss Bettings to get your hair done.
Bettings.
She knows. Funny. Let's go out to Alan. Alan, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Good morning, Alan. So, I don't go to Miss Wilma's beauty parlor, but
I've heard the kind of same things at mine, so.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah, I have, but that's not the reason I was calling. I just thought that was interesting that I'm hearing the same thing that Miss Wilma is, so.
Huh. We've corroborated our story.
Yeah, I was calling about the gambling legislation. And maybe Scott can answer this as better than most, but and I kind of know the answer, but it would seem to me that the majority of citizens of the state of Alabama have repetitively asked for a lottery bill for years. Then they ask for all the other junk. So I'm curious as to why, when the bill went back from the Senate, that passed out of the Senate, why we just didn't send back just a straight lottery bill? Because I mean, the Senate is the majority conservative representatives, or what we're told.
You know, Alan, that's you are smarter than the average bear, because what it has in that bill, I think most people will read it and say, well, it is a lottery only, because what it does is just give the governor the ability to negotiate a compact with the Porch Creek Indians. The rest of the verbiage is just about a lottery and creating a lottery, but this doesn't change anything. She could negotiate anything she wanted with the Porch Creek Indians, and it would just give the Porch Creek Indians continued monopoly over 10 casinos as opposed to 3. And also, once you remove that in the Constitution, kind of you can have any kind of gaming, right, Scott?
My understanding is that the Indian tribes, which federal law still calls them Indian tribes, I think, can move on to full-scale casinos if your state allows games of chance. If your state doesn't allow games of chance, they're stuck with bingo, which was still a game of chance, but somehow some federal judge said, I'll let them do it. That's where we are. That's how we got the mess we have with the Indian gaming, is federal judges did that work for them.
So, Alan, I think it's kind of a semantics public relations thing, don't you think, Scott?
Like, oh yeah.
Where it's like, we're going to make it look like this, but really we're still giving those people what they want.
Right. Which the Porch Creeks wanted the whole time.
Right.
They've always wanted that. The best casino to have is the only casino. That's the one you want.
I think our representatives as a whole, now my representative voted the way that I felt like he should have, so I'm happy with him, but as a whole, I think they did are in the process of doing the majority of the citizens of the state of Alabama a disservice by, giving them something that they didn't ask for, and y'all know my feeling, just creating problems that we don't need to have, that are unnecessary. So
I agree with you, Alan, but don't forget, most of these guys do the bidding of those people who got them elected.
Not
the folks who voted for them, not the folks who elected them, but the bidding of those who got them elected.
That's right. The bidding of the people who paid to get them elected.
That's right. Alan, we appreciate you, buddy. Wait, great call.
Can we hold Alan over so he can talk about the prescription tax?
Yeah, if he wants to.
You can hang up if you want to, but we need to talk about that.
We got
to
take a break.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99, and that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. Did you know the current national average turn time to close on a mortgage is 48 business days? But not at Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, our average close time is 16 business days. That's a month faster than the rest. How do we do it? With over 60 years of combined experience in the industry, our team knows mortgages. Our years of experience yield a better experience for our customers. Folks, time is money. Whether you're looking to buy or refi, don't waste time with another mortgage company, bank, or credit union. We close on time, every time. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our fast turn time is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters. This is an important announcement from James Jones and your friends at Jones Drugs, your local hometown pharmacy. Are you one of those folks who is perfectly happy with your local pharmacy and the relationship you have with your local pharmacist and have received a letter from your health insurance suggesting that you use one of the chain stores? Or even worse, maybe they want you to order your drugs by mail. What you need to know is in most cases, that's just a suggestion and not something you're required to do. As an essential healthcare worker, your pharmacist is working on the front lines to ensure patient safety while putting him or herself at risk every day. Your relationship with your pharmacist can be just as important as your relationship with your doctor. Are you willing to risk that part of your healthcare to mail order or chain stores where it's almost impossible to have that relationship with your pharmacist? For those who haven't experienced being part of the Jones Drugs family, come see what it's all about. Jones Drugs, with locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Montgomery, and Phoenix City.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. The ladies of Liberty are here as well. I think Alan is staying with us, or stayed with us. Alan, welcome back in.
Thank you. The other thing I wanted to talk about right quick, and I've
I think this is a relatively new bill that's been introduced recently in the House, has to do with adding a prescription tax to every prescription for everybody in the state. But what I've been able to read so far is, I think the intent is for that prescription tax to be able to fund the creation or the support pharmacies in, I guess, rural parts of the state. I don't know if I'm correct or on point there or not. But I'll let y'all talk about that and kind of hang up and listen. Thanks y'all for taking the call.
Thanks, Ivan. We appreciate it. Yeah, the prescription tax.
$10.64 per prescription?
So if I go to get the generic, and look, I know I'm not supposed to take antibiotics very much, and we don't take them very often, but you go and you get the, erythromycin.
Right.
It's like $8. So the state of Alabama wants to make that $20?
I have a prescription.
$18.64.
$2.92. Mm-hmm. And so
they're going to make it $211.
Yeah.
For it, now, Alan said it was for, so we would be paying to build what? State-owned pharmacies in rural areas?
No.
What is it? We would be using taxpayer money to help someone else build a state. But funded. We would incentivize.
It's like a Birmingham Southern College bailout.
Oh,
except for pharmacies. Because what's happening, so this is a $10.64.
We have pharmacy deserts now.
Yes. Wait. They can't get their drugs shipped to them from Walgreens, CVS, Walmart,
EMS? You are, Abs, I cannot believe you, because what you are doing is putting mom and pop pharmacies out of business. So you stop it. Stop it right now. No, but yes, that's ma'am. Exactly what's happening here is that apparently this is House Bill 238, uh-huh, brought by Philip Rigsby, who is a pharmacist.
In Huntsville.
Yes. And these pharmacies are having trouble covering the cost of medications and paying their bills. Uh-huh. So what is the state going to come in and do? We're going to rescue private businesses once again, just like Birmingham Southern College. I mean, I hate to say it, but there is...
They're going to raise my tax. They're not even going to save it using the taxes they already get from me. I have to pay them. I have to give them new tax money to do their do-gooderness.
Scott, every single prescription will have this everywhere. Everywhere.
Wait, so he just voted to give himself a pay raise.
Pretty much.
We're all going to give him a pay raise, Philip Rigsby.
But Representative Brock Colvin, sure, and I don't know where he's from. Colvin, he's from up there because he ran for a Senate seat, didn't he? With Wes Kitchens.
Can
and
I call double dipping? I'm sorry. I'm still back on the fact that he's a pharmacist and he just voted to give himself a pay raise.
Him. It's just for the rural.
For the other people.
The ones who are struggling.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah, they're struggling. Because you wouldn't want to not have the pharmacist.
Who am I? I mean, who am I?
They don't have pharmacies in the Wally Worlds.
Scott,
aren't
yes,
there
do.
Like a, you can't swing a dead cat in this state without hitting a Wally World?
Or a Dollar General, maybe.
You're meddling, just like Amy Best.
You know what I'm
you
saying,
You can't
though?
Put these...
Are there places where you have to go long, long ways, on foot, uphill,
like across
both
Texas,
ways?
Almost, to get somewhere.
To get to a Wally World?
But there... So, Representative Brock Colvin posted on Twitter X, mm-hmm, let me be clear, this is not a tax. There is not a tax anywhere in this bill. The $10.64 is not collected by the government. To refer to this bill as a tax is misleading to the Alabamians.
Who's it collected by? The pharmacy?
Mr. Yes. Colvin himself.
And he says that's not a tax?
So it's something the government is making you pay. I don't care if the government gets
fee.
It or not.
What was it George Wallace
for
used
doing
to say?
Business.
We just have a little, we didn't get any tax. We got a little fee bill. We just got a little fee bill here. That is so... Okay.
Somebody
right.
run against him.
All right, let's take a break before I blow a gasket. See how calm I am?
Yeah.
We'll be back.